Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, April 7th, 2010. Troops injure two Palestinians from the West Bank while tanks attack border areas in the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Wednesday, Israeli soldiers detained eight Palestinians during separate military invasions targeting West Bank communities. Four were detained during a military operation which targeted the southern West Bank village of Beita. Undercover Israeli soldiers using a Palestinian car opened fire at a group of men at the entrance of the village, injuring 33-year-old Haytham Odeh before detaining him and three other men. Troops later allowed a Palestinian ambulance crew to examine Odeh before he was taken away by the military. Medics told media that Odeh sustained moderate gunshot wounds. Another man detained with Odeh sustained cuts and bruises after being beaten up by the soldiers, medics added. Earlier on Wednesday, four more Palestinian civilians were detained by Israeli soldiers during military invasions of a number of West Bank communities. In other news, thousands of Palestinian political detainees in Israel on Wednesday began a hunger strike. According to the Prisoners' Center for Studies, around 8,000 Palestinian detainees being held in 13 military detention facilities in Israel took part in the strike. Prisoners are protesting Israeli policies against them. Internally, a homemade bomb exploded on Wednesday near the house of a Fatah fighter located in the northern West Bank city of Tul Karim. Hassan Abu Zughub, an activist in the Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of the Fatah movement, escaped unharmed. Witnesses said that the bomb exploded at the front door of his house. According to local media reports, those who planted the bomb also left writings at the wall threatening Abu Zughub. The Fatah movement in Tul Karim condemned the attack. The reason for the attack remains unknown, as no group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Elsewhere, a number of Israeli tanks and bulldozers on Wednesday at midday invaded farmlands close to the northern Gaza Strip borders with Israel and destroyed farmlands. Witnesses said that tanks advanced 500 meters inside the border area and opened fire at residents' homes while bulldozers destroyed crops and trees. No injuries were reported. Thank you for joining us from Mikubai Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.